Let's imagine the not too distant future. You feel more in control of your photos than you ever have before. You look forward to the regular creative dates on your calendar. You're moving forward on that project that means so much to you. You are on fire with inspiration, and you are finally scrapbooking consistently. This is not a hypothetical, it's a real life possibility. And for the first time, I've created a workshop specifically focused on the problem of consistency. It's called Sparked, and I'm excited to share it with you for free. Visit simplescrapper.com/sparked to get access to the training and make this possibility your reality.
When I'm creating, I just create and I don't really think about like, we got to have like the reel of thirds. You know what I mean? Like I have to have flowers here and flowers here. I just create. And if it turns out that way, that's great. Sometimes I will look at it and be like, oh, I only have enamel dots on these two sides. So I better add a couple up here. But usually I just create. I don't want any rules. I just want to have fun and play and make my layout.
Welcome to Scrapbook Your Way, the show that explores the breadth of ways to be a memory keeper today. I'm your host, Jennifer Wilson, owner of Simple Scrapper and author of The New Rules of Scrapbooking. This is episode 220. In this episode, I'm joined by Erica Thompson, a memory keeper who is always creating and sharing something new. Our conversation will reveal her secrets of scrapbooking almost every day while balancing real life. Hey, Erica, welcome to Scrapbook Your Way.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here. I'm excited.
Yes, me too. I'm looking forward to our conversation. Can you share a little bit about yourself to kick things off?
Yeah. So my name is Erica Thompson. On social medias, I go by Erica Rose or Erica Rose Creates. I am from Illinois. I live in a small town here in Illinois with my husband, Mike, and our kids and two dogs. We have six kids, Drake, Grant, Alyssa, Gavin, Eli and Liam, and then our two dogs, Lola, and our brand new puppy, Apollo. So I've been a stay-at-home mom ever since I was pregnant with my daughter, and I also have a small photography business that I do as well.
Oh, super fun. So you need to tell me where you live, because I live in the Champaign-Urbana area, so I am also in small town.
Illinois. I live in Rochelle, Illinois. So Champaign, I believe, is an hour?
We're in like East Central.
Maybe 2 hours. I'll have to look it up. But you're not too far.
Yeah, very cool. That is always fun. I love to meet others here in the Midwest. So Erica, what is exciting you right now? We're asking our guests this year to share both a scrappy related thing as well as a non-scrappy thing.
So a non-scrappy thing. We just got a new puppy. I surprised everyone and brought home a puppy that our local vet had posted. He came in as a stray, and he was so, so cute. I went and met him, and then I brought him home the next day. Oh, that's adorable. He is so cute. My husband actually showed him to me, and he's just the cutest thing. And then when I did bring him home, because I didn't tell my husband that I was going to get him, he was like, what did you do? And I'm like, well, you showed him to me. I just had to go save him. So we are having fun with him. He's just the sweetest little thing. And training, all of the puppy things we are doing right now. So it's been a lot of fun.
I imagine there's lots of photo taking as
My gosh. Every day. Yes. Yes. And we have Lola, who is six. She is a red-nosed pit bull. And she's very mellow and just likes to sleep and, you know, eat and sleep. And so this puppy is super hyper and like wants to play all the time. And she's just like, I am not in the mood for you right now. And she's starting to warm up to him, and she's very, very gentle with him, but she is starting to play, which is nice to see because she hasn't done that in so long. After, because we had a boxer that passed away a couple years ago, and they used to play all the time. So I know she was missing that interaction with another dog. So It's nice to have the puppy here.
Oh, awesome. I love it. And what about inside your hobby? What's fun right now?
I have an event that I'm excited to teach at this year. We haven't announced it yet, but that is coming this month, the announcement. So I'm really excited about that. I'm getting prepared for that. And then I do have my own event that I'm hosting at the last weekend of this month. So I'm really excited about that. I just love to teach, and I'm excited because I have my own event that I'm putting on. It's a small event in Beloit, Wisconsin, but it will be where I am the main teacher and I'm teaching the classes. And then after the classes are done for the evening, it'll be like a small crop. And so I'm really excited for that.
Yes, that sounds so fun. Now for the event that you can't talk about yet, can you give us a hint on what month it's going to take
place? Oh my gosh.
So like our listeners can kind of plan, or no, you can't
say. I think if I gave the month away, it might give it away.
I see. Okay. We shall continue on and look forward to the news.
I'm pretty sure that it will be announced this month. So it'll be soon, the announcement.
Okay. Sounds good. So, Erica, what is on your bucket list? So this is a story that you really want to tell. It feels significant and important in some way, but for some reason you haven't told it yet.
Okay. So one story that I know that I haven't told or I haven't documented is the way that my husband and I met and like how quickly everything kind of like got started and all that stuff. And it's funny because my daughter had just recently asked, it's probably like 2 weeks ago, she had asked like how long we dated and all that. And so I kind of went through the story with her and she was like shocked that we had only known each other for a very short time before we actually got married.
Yeah.
So that is one story that I still need to document and leave. Cause I'm not even sure if my older boys even know the story of like how we met and how things, you know, how we started, I guess. So, yeah.
Well, it's sometimes those things, it's hard to like, what is the appropriate amount of detail here when it's something that's so, you know, personal.
Yeah. So I should, that's one that I really, really need to document and get on because it's kind of crazy. It's a crazy story.
Well, I look forward to seeing what you do.
Thank you.
So I wanted to have you on the show because I've observed that you are an incredibly prolific scrapbooker who primarily creates in the traditional 12 by 12 format.
Yes.
So maybe we can just dive right in. And can you share why you love that particular size?
I just love the space. And I'm one that likes to use cut files a lot. Probably like 95% of my layouts are cut files. I love being able to use like a large title or like large wreaths, and you get a lot of space. So you want to create layouts with multi-photos, you can have that on that 12 by 12 space.
That's super cool. Now, did you always create in that size? Is that kind of where you started and where you've continued?
When I was younger, I started with just like, I don't know if you remember those books that are called like smash books. They used to sell them, I think, at Michael's. I would just create the smash books myself, just with like regular like notebook paper from the store, and pull out a lot of the pages, and then that way I could chunk it up and add photos. And I would use magazine clippings, and that's kind of how I started to document at a young age. Middle school, I would use those photo albums that you would peel the plastic back and put your photos on.
Yeah, that's good. Yes.
And I would just stick my photos in there. And again, use magazines and cut out my own titles and use like different fonts and colors for the titles and things like that. A lot of things I would cut out of magazines or cut out of brochures and stuff like that to use as ephemera or to decorate, or stickers like Lisa Frank and just different stickers and sticker books and sticker packs. So that's kind of how that started. And then as I got older, my mom bought me my very first like real scrapbook, which was a huge scrapbook with a cat on it. I think she got it for me for Valentine's Day, and it just had like manila pages in it. So I would just kind of stick things in there with tape. And then once I had my kids, I bought 12 by 12 pre-made scrapbook pages or books And then that's, everything was already done for you. And you would just slap the label, the photos in there, and then add your journaling. So over the years, obviously everything has changed, but yeah.
You just kind of dove in further and explored all there is to offer.
Yeah. And I remember, I didn't even know that there was like this community out there. Like, I think it was, I don't know, like a YouTube video of, gosh, I can't think of her name right now. But she was very vintage and I can't even think of her name. And I can't believe I can't think of her name right now, but she had her own collection. And I remember seeing like her video and her making a mini album. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like I want to do that. Like I was so inspired by her. Oh my gosh. And I can't even think of her name.
Are you thinking of Teresa Collins?
No, it's not Teresa Collins. Okay. Oh my gosh.
Was it the gal who liked buttons? Sorry, that's very specific. I have an idea.
Oh my gosh. I don't know why I can't think of her name. But she just made these amazing mini albums and I would follow her. And then she ended up coming out with her own collections and planners and all this stuff. And I can't even think of her name right now. But once I like clicked on her and then seen the products that she was using, and then I found Tim Holtz, and it just didn't stop from there.
Gosh, now I want to figure out who this is.
And I can't.
Is she still around today?
She doesn't do products anymore. I do still follow her, like her personal page, but I can't. I don't know why.
Does she like sell like vintage stuff?
She sold vintage collections. Like I remember she had like a Alice in Wonderland collection that was super cute. And she would, at first it was like digital product and then it was real product. And I met her, I remember one year at CHA and I was just like in awe that she was there. I can't, oh my gosh, it's going to kill me that I cannot even remember her name. Oh my gosh. I'll think of it after the show. I know I will. It'll come to me and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot that.
Oh, the name is on the tip of my tongue of who I'm thinking about, but I think it's someone different. She always, the person I'm thinking of always did like, she had like playing cards and sewing thing, like lots of like home-based ephemera. And then she also sold like some vintage goods. And I think she still does.
Are you thinking of Jenny Boland?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
I love Jenny Boland too. Like I think I found her probably shortly after this other one, or I don't know, but I remember I had all of Jenny Boland's inks and I purchased so much Jenny Boland stuff. But she was another one of my favorites. I can't, oh my gosh, I can't think of her name. It'll come to me.
Well, how about we're going to promise to our listeners that we'll include a link in the show notes of whoever it is. Just for reference. And that's going to, you know, convince them to go visit the show notes for this episode and see all the other links that we're going to share today.
So. Okay.
So as I was browsing your Instagram and looking at your work, I noticed that you do sometimes make mini books. And, you know, obviously you've had a connection to that style over time. So what type of products or stories or kind of intentions for your scrapbooking will get you to make a mini book versus a 12 by 12 page?
Okay. So I love mini books. Like I said, from when I saw that lady make the mini book, I used to make them a lot more, I used to make them more than I did my scrapbook layouts. But anything I will create a mini album for. Halloween for sure. Holidays, Christmas usually goes in a mini album just because I take so many photos. Birthdays. I do like to do like a mini album of myself every year, just what's going on, things like that. My favorites. So really anything. I can make a mini album out of anything. I love mini albums. So the kids like to have their own little mini albums or a special event, graduation, a dance, really anything. I just love them. Halloween is probably my favorite to do. Halloween and Christmas.
And then if you had to kind of contrast that with the things that you choose for your scrapbook pages, is it similar topics or different topics? Like how, like are there ways to group or categorize these, or is it just based on your inspiration?
Just based on my inspiration. Just whatever I'm feeling. Sometimes a collection, I'll use it to document, you know, like let's say I have a summer collection and I'll create layouts with it. And there's always a leftover product that I don't want to get rid of. So it's will inspire me to create a mini album because they're so easy to make. So
yes, yes. It's always, I always get so inspired by pattern paper and it's like, oh, I just want to do something with all this. And, you know, oftentimes it ends up as some sort of mini album.
Yeah, they're so easy to make. And there's so many different ways to make them in different sizes and, or just creating like little notebooks or something with like the cinch.
Yes, yes, yes. I actually took, you know, I don't know if you do, Coco Daisy products at all, but they, some of their papers come, they're really thick kind of cardstock pattern papers and they're pre-folded. And I realized I could take my cinch and gather all of these up and make, you know, basically a decorative notebook that I can then maybe do like mixed media stuff in. I don't actually have a purpose for it yet, but I did use my cinch and bind it all together and I'm excited about the possibilities of it.
Yeah.
So going back to the 12 by 12, how many pages do you think you make in a year?
Oh my gosh. I was trying to figure this out and I have no idea because I make so many layouts every month for my design teams and the just for myself and then for my Patreon. So I have so many layouts every month. Like I posted a stack on my Instagram. I don't know if you saw the photo. And that was probably like a stack for like a month, maybe less than a month. So it's quite a few. I need to keep track.
And how do you store them? Like, do you end up with piles everywhere?
Oh, I do end up with.
Do you quickly get them into albums?
No, I do not get them into albums right away. I have them stacked for quite a while until they can't stack anymore. And then I will put them in like a large clear case.
Okay. Like one of the iris bins.
Yes. But like the deep ones, the deeper ones. So I can get a lot in there.
Yeah.
And some of them are in boxes. Oh my gosh. So like when I get product like from Doodlebug, they send like the nice little boxes. So some of them will go in there until I can get them into albums. It's horrible.
Now, I mean, okay. So no, like let's like step back. When you create for design teams, like sometimes you have specific assignments and, you know, even as just an everyday scrapbooker, sometimes we make pages that we love and sometimes we make pages that are like, it was okay.
Yes.
You know, kind of what's your, when you look at the boxes and the stacks, what's your kind of final destination? Like, where do you think you're going? Would you think you'll discard any of them? Are you planning to save every single last one?
No, I will. I just threw one away the other day. I will discard some of them. That's horrible. Especially if I know that I've already documented that photo. If it's for like a team or like a special assignment or something. Because I know I already have the photo of that layout in my computer, like it's saved. I can always print that out if I need to, or if I wanted to, I could always just print out a 12 by 12 digital of that. But most of them I do save. I hardly ever get rid of the layouts. So they will eventually end up in a 12 by 12, like every kid for every one of the kids, they'll have like a million books. But yeah, so yeah, they'll eventually end up in a 12 by 12. But most of them are sitting in boxes. I just create so many throughout the month. I mean, I probably make a layout a day.
So we're talking, you know, 300 plus a year, probably.
Yes.
You're giggling and I really want to like be a like psychoanalyst here and try to understand like what's going on in your head. So, I mean, there's a balance here between like you, it's my impression that you love to create.
I do love to create.
And yeah. And I think sometimes we talk so much about like the legacy and the stories and, you know, making sure that, you know, our best photos are being saved, but there is like the joy in the present moment.
Yes.
And so I'm curious, like, what's your like blend of all those things?
So a lot of my layouts and my photos are little moments. Those are my favorite, the smaller moments, mm-hmm. the little moments, because those are the ones that we tend to forget. We don't document as much, you know, we're always documenting the weddings and the graduations and the birthday and the, but what about when like my little one would stand up on the bench when his tippy toes, and like, I used to love him up on his toes. So I remember getting down on the ground with my camera and photographing just him being up on his tippy toes, trying his hardest to like get up and grab something off of the table. Mm-hmm. Those little moments, those little feet, his little toes, those things, the toys at the bottom of the tub that we might get like frustrated with, always being like, oh, I got to get all these out of the way because, you know, someone's got to take a shower or whatever. But those toys are not always going to be there at the bottom of the tub, because one day they're not going to play with the toys anymore. So I want to document that, or the big bubble baths and the things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, these little things. And I remember one of the boys had these bubble baths. They were like Ninja Turtles. They were like his favorite things. And like, if I wouldn't have documented that and like talked about it and had that story in 20 years, there was no way I was going to remember that.
Correct. You know? Yeah, it's just going to
fade away. It's going to fade away, yeah. Because there's like, for, we have six kids, so there's so many little stories and little mm-hmm. moments. So I try to document everything. And my kids are always like, oh my gosh, here she is with the phone again, with the camera again. Mom, put your camera away. But I know that they're going to appreciate that down the road, because they're going to have all these photos and all of these stories.
Yes, 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 100%.
So yeah, I just love to create and to document. I do get joy out of creating, and I do create a lot of layouts.
So can you tell us a bit more about your style? So if there's someone who hasn't seen any of your work and, you know, can't hop on Instagram while they're listening here, so can you let us know kind of what your pages look like?
I would like to say that it's clean, because I usually use a white background. And if you look at my feed, mm-hmm. I struggle with pattern paper backgrounds. So I would say clean and colorful. I have a hard time like telling people what my style is. So I usually just say it's clean, but it's colorful. And I use cut files like all the time. They're like my favorite thing. And before I did cut files, it was layers. Like if you go like way back on my Instagram, it was like mm-hmm. layers, like tons of paper layers. Like,
okay.
Just strip. I would just cut strips. I would just cut into the paper and just cut different size strips and then put them in a bundle on the layout and add some embellishments. And then that was it.
That sounds like a lot. Yeah. I mean, probably similar time frame. I was doing a lot of that as yeah. well. It sounds yeah. very familiar for sure.
And I remember.
You also, I think there's some like high contrast in here too, because you do use like black.
Oh, yeah. I love.
And black and white photos.
Yes.
Yeah. Even black cut files.
Yes. Lots of black. Black is like my favorite thing. And anytime there's a collection that comes with touches of black in it, I love that. So I'm on the Doodlebug design team, and Cynthia knows this. So anytime they have a collection that has black in it, and like before they release it, she's like, you're going to be so excited. It's got black in it. I just love that look. Like the bright colors yes, with yes, black, yes. Or they did a fall collection that they included some black in. It's just so pretty to me.
Yeah. It really pops off.
Yes,
the page.
It does.
So you mentioned that you love cut files. So what are your favorite techniques within that realm or also outside of that realm?
For my cut files, I usually just a basic back it with pattern paper, but it is fun to mm-hmm. switch it up and maybe back it with it's like some like cutting border strips and backing it that way, or creating shakers with the cut files. That's a lot of fun as well. But mainly I just like to use pattern papers and mix up just a whole bunch of different pattern papers and color for that, for my cut files. If I'm not doing a cut file, then I'm pulling out my border punches or my dies and using them on my layout. Those are my favorite. If I'm not doing a cut file, then it's usually punches and dies.
So you're definitely all about shapes.
Yes. Yep. Hearts, squares.
Interesting. So when you sit down to kind of compose how the page is going to look, what are some of the first things you're thinking about? Because it seems like you're kind of playing with like space and shapes and figuring out how this is going to fit together with photos that are in many cases going to be either within the shape or squares or rectangles.
Right. So,
you know, sometimes circles.
Yeah. I don't even know. I pull out my product. I got my photos. And I just, I don't even know how I start to do it or what design I'm going to do. But I just create. So I remember I did a heart layout and it's like one of my favorite. I have it pinned to the top of my Instagram and it's using a Vicky Booten collection. And I did it for a heart class that I did. And it's like one of my favorite layouts. It's got no cut files. It's just all pattern paper. A ton of die cut hearts that have stitching on them and a round photo in the center. And I wanted to create, I love to create things if I'm not doing a cut file, things that are right in the center. So either like a large circle, a large heart, something that the focus is in the center. So I just took all these hearts, set my photo in the center, and then just started to layer them all around that circle. And it looks like just a colorful like flower in the center of the layout. And I love that. Large elements in the center of a layout. So a lot of times that's what I'll do. There's like four main designs that I do. It's either the center focus, like a wreath, a circle, something large in the center, a large cut file.
Okay.
A grid or a vertical design. Those are like my four go-tos. And I'll take those
four
designs and just, you know, switch it up by product or whatever I'm using.
So it sounds like you like a lot of balance across the page, like asymmetric type things, maybe not so much.
Is that
accurate?
I mean, I guess, but I don't really, like, I know there's like the design, like the rules of thirds and that when I'm creating, I just create and I don't really think about like, oh, you know, we got to have like
that's the okay. Third, okay.
You know what I mean? Like I have to have flowers here and flowers here. I just create. And if it turns out that way, that's great. Sometimes I will look at it and be like, oh, I only have enamel dots on these two sides. So I better add a couple up here. But usually most of the time I just create. I don't want any rules. I just want to have fun and play and make my layout.
Well, and I think there's some scrapbookers are very comfortable creating kind of from intuition, and others like to follow along with others who can create from intuition because maybe they don't have that skill as naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. When I'm teaching a class and if I get questions and how did you come up with this? Or I try to just tell people, just have fun with your product. Yeah. This is your product. This is your photo. And if it looks good to you, then it looks good. Like it's a beautiful layout.
Yes. Oh, I totally agree. So besides things that maybe have black in the collection, what type of product do you get most excited about receiving in the mail?
Dyes are a favorite. Anything that's paper, pattern paper. I love paper. And that probably goes just back to my childhood and being in love with like stationery product. I loved stationery and the pretty papers. pattern papers, pretty pattern papers, dies, and then any type of a pattern stamp is
ooh, yeah, excited. Those are fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like how with pattern stamps, you don't have to be as perfect, I guess.
Yes.
So you're not worrying about the word coming out so you can read all the letters.
Yes.
You can be a little bit grungier with
it. Yes. I love pattern stamps. They're my favorite. There's one that I use from Close to My Heart, and I probably need to buy another one because it's like so – I've got it so wore out. but I use it all of the time. It's just a fun, easy splatter stamp. And if you're somebody who loves that look of like the splatter, but you don't like the mess, then using the pattern stamp is perfect.
Oh, I love that. That's a great idea. I will, if that's still available, I will link to that.
Yes, it is available. It's my favorite. I love it.
So I'm sure it's safe to assume that a lot of your decisions are driven by the product that arrives in your desk. So how do you manage all the assignments and decisions about what to scrapbook, what photos you're going to use when you're on so many teams?
I have no idea. Everybody asks me that. I have no idea. It's easy for me to create. So anything that I get, I can create anything with the products and with the, you know, the products that I'm sent on my teams. The teams that I'm on, I love. That's one thing that I do when I'm asked about my design teams and, you know, how do I get on design teams and what can they do? It's just, if you want to be on a design team that you're going to love, because then it's going to be easy for you to create with that product. Mm-hmm. My assignments, I love to have assignments where I have like free range where I can kind of create what I want. I do struggle with mood boards when I have an assignment for a mood board. I don't know why. I just always struggled with that. But a lot of the teams that I'm on, we're sent our product and we have the flexibility just to create what we want just with the collection that we're sent. Sometimes it's harder to create with product that I don't have like a connection with. Like I don't have a need for it. And one example would be the Doodlebug Pretty Kitty collection. I don't have any kitties. I'm very, very allergic to cats. So what I did was take that collection and created dog layouts with it.
Fun.
So that's a struggle sometimes when I don't have like a need for it, but I can usually knock it out. As far as keeping my design teams in order, I struggle with that. I'm not going to lie, but I do get it done.
Are there any like calendars or digital tools or anything that comes into play, or is it sticky notes?
Sticky notes and a planner, and then alerts on my phone is usually the way that I go.
There you go.
So yeah.
I guess along the same like logistical lines, how do you manage like the influx of product and, you know, both the stuff coming in and the need to for stuff to be going out in order to not have your house overflow?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that is I have a lot of product. But I do like to give product to I have a neighbor, a little girl, and she loves stickers and paper. So I'll just whatever I'm done with, I'll put it in a box and she can take it. When my mom was still preschool, working at a daycare, I would give her a product and she could use that in her classroom. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll take it, like when I have events, I can take it and give it away, like a free giveaway box so people can take stuff. And then sometimes I do de-stash boxes because there is a...
But that's obviously something you're very like mindful of. I mean, I'm sure you have to be.
Yeah, because I do have a lot of product coming in. So I wish I could keep it all, but I do not have the space for it.
And so, okay, when you are someone who creates daily, if not near daily, how do you find your creativity when maybe you're feeling physically off? I know you've been under the weather recently, or maybe you're just mentally off. You know, how do you keep it going? Is that easy for you or sometimes a challenge?
It can be a challenge. And there was a time, probably last year, where I felt like I can't do it anymore. And I remember one of my design team leaders reached out, "Are you okay? Is something wrong?" And I just told her, like, I can't, I don't feel like creating, or I just feel overwhelmed. Like, and then it just became not fun for me. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "I totally understand. If you need a break, we'll give you a break. It's okay." So I did. I took a break and that helped. but I love to create. So I didn't take that long of a break. But sometimes you do need a break, and it's okay to say, hey, I just need to take, you know, a month off or a couple weeks off. But a lot of times when I don't feel like I want to create a layout, or I'll take like a cut file and I'll back it, or I'll clean my shelves, like rearrange my paper product, or just like go through things and de-stash. That will kind of bring me back to where I need to be, especially backing a cut file, because I can sit and back cut files all day. I love to do it. And not just to make a layout, but just to do it. I get like satisfaction from seeing the cut file backed, especially like a really intricate one.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah, I've heard that several times. Like also like fussy cutting, anything where you can touch your supplies without feeling like you have to get to the end goal of a finished page.
Yes, yes.
Helps you stay connected while maybe you're not feeling super inspired.
Yeah, because you're still, you know, working with your products and playing with your product. Mm-hmm. Fussy cutting is another one that I love to do. So I'll take a 12 by 12 and fussy cut that and just save those pieces for another day. But that will help me as well. And it's rearranging my stamps or my inks, something like that will kind of help me get back to it.
Now, I'm sure you've been asked this before, but what do you think it takes to be a great design team member?
I do get asked that a lot. I get asked a lot of design team questions. Just love the product that you're going to work with. I remember mm-hmm. being on a, like trying to get on teams just to get on a team. And I'm sure I'm not the only one out there. And then just having a hard time with the product that I got because it really wasn't something that I loved, but I just really wanted to try to get on a team. So that is like the main thing. If you're going to be on a team and you want to be on a team, then do it with a company that you actually love the product. Like you love it. You're going to be able to use it. Great photos of the layouts. I get that a lot. How to take your photos. What do I use? Things like that.
Do you have any like Instagram posts, videos, blog posts on how you take your photos? Because that's something we could link in the show notes. I know that's a question that I get asked a lot as well.
I don't have like a public video, but if somebody asks me, uh-huh. I have a video that I sent to Vicky Booten one time.
Okay.
And I just redid it because the app that I used like updated. So I use a Color Story app to edit all my photos. I take photos with mm-hmm. my iPhone, and it's everything that I post is from my phone. So that's the app that I use to edit. I use my iPhone to take my photos, and it's super easy. I just sent it to another friend too, because they liked the way that my photos looked. So yeah, I can post, like share the app and everything. But if anybody wants that video, I'd be happy to send it to them. It's just like a quick screen recording on my phone and me talking you through it. It's like 5 minutes long and it's super easy. But I mean, I think a good photo, like if you're going to, you know, submit to a design team, they want the bright photos.
Yes.
So
yes.
I think it helps.
Oh, I totally agree. So you mentioned you have your event coming up soon. Can you share a bit about what you're doing with your personal brand and anything else that you might be working on that you're able to share at this time?
Yeah, so I have my event coming up at the end of this month, and then I'm going to announce the event for next year, which is going to be on the first weekend of May, which is International Scrapbooking Day. So that whole weekend is going to be my Creative Chaos event. So I'm really, really excited about that. Andrea Lake is going to be there as well, teaching a class. And then I'll have another guest that will be coming to that as well. So that one I'm really, really excited about in 2024. And then one of my things on my list that I want to do is put some stamps out for scrapbookers. I know there's stamps out there now, but that's just something that I've always wanted to do. So
fun.
Yeah, that's on my to-do list.
Oh, I'm excited to see everything that you do next.
And for this event that I do have coming up that is cannot be announced, I'm going to be using this collection that a friend of mine designed, and I'm super excited about that. Not only that I can use this collection, but I'm really excited for her to get this collection out. If people that follow me or people that know me or people that met me know that like I'm a huge cheerleader for all scrapbookers and all companies. So it just makes me really happy that I can use this collection of hers, that she has it as a digital, and I'm going to bring it to real product and use it for this event. So I'm super, super excited about that.
Oh, super fun. Okay. I can't wait to find out what this is. So Erica, can you share again where we can find you online?
So you can find me on Instagram at Erica Rose Creates, also on YouTube as Erica Rose Creates, and also on Facebook as Erica Rose Creates. I also have my website, ericarosecreates.com, where I sell scrapbooking kits and different paper products, and then also scrapbooking classes.
That sounds terrific. Thank you so much for spending time.
Thank you so much for having me.
And to all of our listeners, please remember that you have permission to scrapbook your way.